Pledging. We're going out to you via 90.7 FM on the West Hills and via KBOO.FM to all the ships at sea.
KBOO is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Folk Music Society 2018-19 concert season. Molly O'Brien and Rich Moore will take the stage in the season opener on Friday, September 21st. For over 30 years, singer Molly O'Brien and guitarist Rich Moore have made it their mission to unlock the secrets of the canon of American roots music. They are geniuses at interpreting the essence of the songs they tackle. Experience them live at the Portland Folk Music Society season opener on Friday, September 21st at Reedwood Friends Church, located at 2901 Southeast Steele Street in Portland. The concert begins at 7:30 with doors opening at 7. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
On his Martin guitar, the poor folk thinks he's gonna be a star.
Well, good morning. This is Per Fogering, and the show is Fight the Empire. And, of course, this is on your radio station, KBOO. And my guest today is Peter Phillips, who is a professor at Sonoma State University. And for a long time, he was a director of Project Censored. And now he has a book out, a sort of a giant compendium about global capitalism called Giant. Peter Phillips, welcome to KBOO.
Per, thank you for having me on.
Oh, so I was browsing through that book. It's got a lot of information there. It's sort of like you said, it's sort of the international global version of C. Wright Mills' book on the power elite.
Well, that was kind of what we meant it to be. I mean, Mills said that when he talked about the power elite, they were the ones that made all the decisions about important things.
Mm-hmm.
And the giants, the global power elite, is who those people are today transnationally, and they're spread all over the world. They control over $50 trillion worth of investment capital.
Wow, yes. Well, you mentioned that the top 300 players in world capitalism, sort of the world's power elite, these are the guys and the women who do the dirty work. I was kind of a little surprised about... See, it was about 30% of them were women. That's more than I expected.
Well, we're looking at the boards of directors mm-hmm. of the 17 investment management companies that have over $1 trillion in assets. So they're investing other people's money. So the millionaires and billionaires and corporations put money in these companies, and they're expected to get a 3-10% return, or higher. And so the boards of directors have a number of women. There's a lot of rich women in the world, too.
Mm-hmm.
The part of that is a deliberate attempt, a deliberate desire over the past few decades to increase the number of women on the boards. When it comes to men and policy groups, however, there's usually a lot more men, and particularly the key policy groups like the G30.
Mm-hmm.
So historically, it was 95% men, but they are involving more women deliberately.
Well, you mentioned that the average return on investment is 3%, which is actually a lot less than I thought, and they're shooting for 10, which, that seems like a very modest goal, considering.
Well, you're talking about $50 trillion overall.
Mm-hmm.
So, they would like to be much higher, and in some cases they are, but then they're balanced out by losses and things like that. So different companies are, you know, are trying to get better returns. But the idea is that there's this very small number of people. These 17 giants controlling some $50 trillion are only managed by 199 people.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say, you know, the global power elite, these people are making decisions about trillions of dollars, where to invest it, and the policies that go around it. Their biggest problem is they don't have they have more capital than they've got good places to invest it.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the problems. So they end up doing investments in subprime mortgage loans and buying, you know, then investing in projections against it. So that's happening, and they drive up speculation. So we just had, you know, Amazon reached $1 trillion as a company, Apple and Amazon, just the last couple of weeks. So I looked up, you know, who's, you know, backing up Amazon, and it's all these big, it's Vanguard with $50 billion, it's BlackRock with $46 billion. All of these big companies are just pouring money into there, and that, of course, continues to make Jeff Bezos the richest person in the world. He's up to 160, but, you know, I don't even count him as one of the global elites, because Bezos is this really big tree in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a look at who's in the forest. I mean, this is a sociology of the power elites and collectively how they control trillions of dollars. And you got to think what a trillion is. A trillion is, you know, 1,000 billions. So that's, you know, that's several times what Bezos has. But so yeah, he's very rich, very important. So is Bill Gates. But this network of powerful companies. The 17 giants are over $1 trillion. Now there's three more that just joined this year. And they're networked. They're all invested in each other. So you have this giant, centralized, interconnected, interinvested block of capital. Literally, that's cash to move around. It's just a small number of people that are doing it. So that, of course, increases wealth in the world. It continues to concentrate wealth in the top 1%, particularly the top 20% owns 95% of the wealth of the world. So, you know, 80% of the people live on less than $10 a day, and half of the world lives on less than $3 a day, and there's a quarter of the world lives on like $1.25 a day. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's several hundred million people that are literally nutrition, you know, starved.
Right.
And you have 30,000 people a day dying from starvation and malnutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So that hasn't declined. I mean, that just continues to be really awful. 3 million kids a year,
mm-hmm.
Let alone wars and that. So one of the ways that excess capital is used up is war.
Right. That's interesting. Go into that a little bit.
Well, you know, all of these companies are invested in the major war industry. So Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Boeing, all of those. These giant investment companies are very heavy into there. Lockheed Martin is $50 billion from the 17 giants. So that's a major portion of what they're doing. And they get, you know, it's a guaranteed return because governments are paying for government contracts, investments in these companies. So they're highly motivated, not only want to see that continue, to continue to see, you know, the war budget go on. Wars are very profitable. They're, you know, all kinds of, you know, things are blown up or used up and then replenished. So that's one of the problems of surplus capital, is a desire for permanent war.
Even though we keep losing a lot of wars.
Well, it's not like we're losing them.
The arms makers aren't losing. They're gaining, but the
exactly. Exactly. And so that's one way, and that's one big problem of excess capital. The other is they want to buy up everything they possibly can. So anything that can offer a return, even schools or public resources and land and, you know, all over the world,
mm-hmm.
water rights, I mean, they'll buy it all up and privatize it. So we've seen, you know, under capitalism, this massive privatization of the world, and that's continuing. They can't continue to do that forever and continue just to make the top elites the richest ever. I mean, the environment won't take it, and because they're the ones that are contributing to. There's only 100 companies that are doing 70% of the greenhouse gas releases are directly related. So, and they're heavily invested by the giants. So the environmental problem is there, and then civil unrest. There's wars and resistance, democratic movements all over the world that they're constantly trying to keep under control.
Well, you mentioned that this is one of the investment firms, actually not one of the giants, is one of the near giants. That was TIAA. It used to be TIAA CREF, and then they dropped the CREF, and it started out as a teacher's retirement fund. And I remember a few years ago, they were getting criticized for, they were investing in basically chopping down trees in the Amazon.
Well, any place that they can get a return,
mm-hmm.
these companies will invest. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're looking at the chart. We had a chart showing the inner investment of the giants, and then the new giants, PNP from France, and then Northern Trust and Wilmington from the U.S., that just happened this year. As I was finishing up the book in 18, these new giants emerged. And then there's all these near giants. TIAA is one of those. And they invested everything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that they can get a return on. What they don't invest, and this is the real crisis of capitalism, they will not invest in people, the environment, and social good if it doesn't have a return in it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of trapped themselves in this must invest and get a return problem, and have so much capital concentrated in the elites. You know, trillions of dollars are continuing to go to the top 1%.
Well,
and that just can't continue.
Right.
The world will not take it.
Yeah, we're going to get to that later.
The people in the world won't take it, and mm-hmm. the environment won't take it.
Right. What do you, you mentioned, this is, you know, the nice thing about this book, it's a terrific research book. You know, if you want to just find that information at your fingertips, there it is. And want to tell us a little bit about the Group of 30. We don't hear about them very much.
Well, we should. The Group mm-hmm. of 30 is like the Executive Committee of Global Capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were founded in 1978. They're based in Washington. There's 32 members, all men except for one woman named Gail Kelly from the Australian Bankers Association, and they were sensitive about that, so they added Maria Ramos from the Chief Executive Officer, Barclays Africa Group, joined them just recently. Half of them have PhDs. They're all literally central bankers or big investment people,
mm-hmm.
and they make policy recommendations. They're all directly linked to IMF, the Bank for International Settlements, the World Bank, the Financial Stability Board, Basel Committee, the G7, G20, WTO, all of that. They're on the Federal Reserve Board. This very small group of people, you know, 32 people. And they'll put out reports to the World Bank or various groups. And those are taken not as just a report, but they're taken as instructions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're non-governmental. These people are not, you know, being funded by governments.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm looking at the global power elite, the network of elites, people managing capital, and the people who are not in government policy groups, but rather are in transnational class policy groups,
mm-hmm.
like the G30, the Council of 30. And the Executive Committee of the Trilateral Commission and the Atlantic Council. Those mm-hmm. are all private, non-profit organizations with significant money for budgets and research. They're putting out reports that which governments, the CIA, military, all pay attention to.
Well, you mentioned the reports. One report that you mentioned was had to do with fracking, and they claim that fracking has made the U.S. an oil exporter, and that's not very good information because we also import oil too, and I think we actually import more than we export, and this fracking is not a way of scraping the bottom of the oil barrel, and I don't think it's going to last very long, and so if our global movers are relying on that kind of information, I wonder where we're headed.
Well, that we did become a net oil exporter, and we drove the price of oil down significantly, and that was simply primarily to undermine Russia, to undermine Venezuela and Iran in terms of the stability of their governments. Some of these are geopolitical kinds of decisions that are made at the highest level. I was reading Chris Hedges last week in his new book, and he's saying that fracking is not really profitable,
but
we continue to do it. And they're spending more money on fracking than they're getting back in return. I would be, I don't know. I trust him, so I think that's probably correct. But we do create a lot of oil that way, and are exporting and selling it. Part of it is capital's desire to take over the entire world, and resistant nations are undermined. Regime changes happen, like with Libya and the getting rid of Gaddafi because he wanted to sell oil and gold. So of all the regime changes we've seen, or the attempted regime changes, are primarily to support global capital. And so NATO, which is always under a U.S. military general, is right in there with the American military empire and all our bases all over the world, our special forces working with governments. And if that doesn't work, capital can buy private militaries. They can buy Blackwater, which is now Academy. Or they can buy, G4S, which is the second largest private employer in the world. It's a security company. Second largest, Walmart has more employees, but they're 625,000 people. They're the ones that had the dogs up in the pipeline demonstrations attacking the demonstrators. So, money can buy, security, it buys green zones, it can buy protection for your executives and their families, and protection for your capital and your banks.
Well, I noticed that NATO, which started out to be the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, now they have a presence in Colombia.
Exactly. NATO is international.
Well,
they have presence in the Middle East and policies there. They've got
Africa.
Presence in Africa.
And now
they,
Colombia.
They have a big camp on steel in the Balkans, in Kosovo. NATO is a partner, somewhat of a junior partner, but a major partner in terms of what's going on militarily in the world. And increasingly, Trump is saying, well, you European countries, particularly Germany, you got to pay more. You have to pay more. And now Poland is, wanting a base in, an American base in Poland.
Fort Trump.
We'll name it Fort Trump.
Oh, dear. Well, it's, you mentioned there's quite a section on the Council of Foreign Relations. And I've been wondering, do they have any relation to all these local world affairs councils?
Well, I can't answer that. Larry Shoup would be the one to answer that question, because he wrote the book on the Council of Foreign Relations, which is an excellent book. They're primarily focused, and have been historically, on U.S. interests. And it's kind of like the European Council, too. So I don't include them in the global power elite, although there's many people that I do have as global power elite who are on the Council of Foreign Relations. So there's overlap on all of these. And the Council of Foreign Relations now has an international policy group that they're inviting people from all over the world to participate in the reports that they put out. So they're very much aware of globalization and what's going on, but they still primarily have a U.S. focus.
Well, this seems the system is definite. What happens when this whole system crashes? That's what I've been wondering.
That would be terribly dangerous for all of us. And we got a taste of it in 2008. And that would, if global capital completely collapsed, we would see, all the ATMs would close and the banks wouldn't be available. Any cash you had, you wouldn't have access to. Massive inflation. It would be really terrible. And civil unrest, and then there would be violent government repression. So we're hoping, and what our main message from this is, and why we wanted to identify the global power elite, the 389 people we list in the book, because we have a letter in there at the end saying, look, fellas, and it's mostly fellas, but look, mm-hmm. look, everybody, mm-hmm. You know, you have to think about your grandkids and their grandkids.
Exactly, yes.
This is good. It's not sustainable for you to continue to concentrate wealth. It's not sustainable economically, and massive civil unrest is inevitable everywhere in the world. So you need to do something about this. And this idea that continued capital concentration will trickle down and save the whole world is just absolutely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to do that. And you need to create a river that flows down and reaches every family, every child in the world, and gives them the opportunities to grow and expand. I mean, if we're losing 30,000 people a day, you know, and all these 3 million plus kids in a year from starvation, I mean, how many Einsteins are there in there? I mean, these are people that are capable of doing really wonderful things in the world, certainly some of them. And keeping humanity alive and engaged and growing and part of that. And the better off they are, the fewer kids they'll have. We know that mm-hmm. sociologically. So by increasing the wealth of all the people in the world so they're stable and they have enough to eat and they can be engaged in creative, engaging activities, that's the direction for improving the world, not continued wealth concentration in the hands of a few, which will lead to global crisis, wars, and chaos.
Right. Well, I think we're going to have to end on that point. We've been talking with Professor Peter Phillips of Project Censored, and now the author of this sort of compendium of facts on global capitalism. It's got all this information right there at your fingertips. So I'd like to thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thanks so much. I'm glad to be on with you up there.
Okay, and now let's go to our membership desk. How are we doing?
We are doing... are we on now? Yeah, there we are.
I think we are.
Hi, Pear. Well, thank you. You know, we had a flurry of calls that ended up having our last show make its goal, and now we're waiting for that same flurry of calls because we haven't gotten to really request those calls until right now. And so we're asking you to call in at 877-500-5266. You don't have to wait to the very last minute to do that. You can do it right this very moment, and you can also do it by going to the web at kboo.fm. I do want to mention that a wonderful person named Carolyn, who lives in the Cully neighborhood, is sponsoring 4 new memberships for Cully neighborhood individuals who call in and want to become a member. And that has already happened with one. There's 3 more left. So if you live in the Cully neighborhood and you want to be a member of KBOO, say thank you, Carolyn, and call in with your information and you will become a member.
Linda, oh, wow. What a fantastic offer, thanks to the generosity of Carolyn in the Cully neighborhood. If you live in the Cully neighborhood, all you got to do is give us a call. Carolyn's already paid for your membership. So do that now at 877-500-5266. And I'd like to thank Linda here. We have Carolina from White Salmon. She contributed
White
online.
White Salmon, up the gorge there.
Right.
Up the gorge.
And she went online at kboo.fm and clicked on that donate button and became a member. Jason of Northeast Portland, he's renewing his membership.
Yay, Jason.
Stephen of Southwest Portland, renewing also.
Yay.
And a new member from Damascus, Joanna.
Wow, and that's out the east direction. So we love to hear from the outer line areas, but actually every single one of you makes the difference with your calls. We need your dollars. We do it. It's 80% of our base here. So call us right now at 877-500-5266. You know, Per Fogren was one of the people who first attracted me to listening to KBOO because of all the experts he brought on that I never heard from anywhere else, and I never knew so many of the facts he brings us. I think this book, Giants, the Global Power Elite, that he's been speaking with, the author, Peter Phillips, is one of those kinds of books and one of those kinds of information. You know, maybe you feel good about the Jeff Bezos and the Bill Gates and even the Zuckerbergs and Warren Buffett. Maybe, you know, he's a big favorite, you know, because they're very, very wealthy and they're giving a lot of their money to charity. But have you thought, Wouldn't it be better if they just paid everybody who worked in any of their enterprises enough to live without charity?
I think that'd be a good idea.
That'd be a good idea. But if you'd like to get a copy of this book, it's only a $60 a year pledge. That's just $5 a month. I know for some of you that may be a stretch. I know for others it won't be a stretch at all. So please call in right now and make your voice heard. Amplify the voices you've been hearing on air by calling us at 877-500-5266. We want to hear those phones ringing.
As Linda said, we had that nice flurry after Press Watch, after Teresa Mitchell's show. After the show was over, we got several calls, new members, renewing memberships, and we'd like the same from Pear Show, Fight the Empire. We'd like that Fight the Empire flurry. 877-500-5266 or online at kbo.fm. And if you call up and become a member now, you'll be entered to win a prize. Today's prize is a $200 gift certificate to Laughing Planet Cafe, or you can go to kbo.fm. You can get all the rules and details. But give us a call now. We only have 3 days left in the drive. We've got about a little under $30,000 now to reach our goal. And again, that goal is not arbitrary. It's our minimum operating expenses that we need. 877-500-5266 or online at kbo.fm.
Yes, your dollars really do make a difference. In this book, Giants, the Global Power Elite, is a wonderful thing to get as a gift for someone as well. I have a friend who used to buy books and give them to me, and he said his duty was to buy them. Mine was to read them, and that was a great deal for us. So if you know somebody that you think would really dig into this book and then you could have great discussions, use that as the reason to become a member. You know, we'll try to induce you just about in any way we can that's legal and legal and appropriate and matches our mission statements. And we do that because you're really the people that make this station happen. You're out there, you're listening, you're maybe walking around your home cleaning up. That's what I do when I'm listening to the radio, or I'm driving somewhere. Any way you're listening, know that your dollars really are important and we need them right now. We have 10,000 a day that we're trying to get in. We're on our way to that this morning, but not, you know, we got to make 10,000 by the end of today, by midnight today, because that's the goal that we've set so that we can have the dollars we need to bring this radio to you. And you can access a membership at any time by going to kboo.fm.
Linda, can I offer one more inducement?
Oh, sure I can. What's it going
to
be?
For those of you listening, we'd love to have you come join us here at KBOO, and we'll show you around the station. If you are a member or you're thinking of becoming a member, we'll show you where all that money goes. We'll tour the studios with you. We actually have these delicious cupcakes.
That's what I was going to say, Ken. Tell them about the cupcakes.
And
oh,
coffee
my gosh,
here.
They should come down for
and
these
you're
cupcakes.
Welcome to have some, but we'd love to show off our facilities here. There's a lot of magic that happens in KBOO, and it happens on a shoestring budget. Again, as Linda said, about 80% of our operating budget comes from you, the listener, when you become a member. And to do that, if you're not already a member, you just need to call us now at 877-500-5266.
You know, I want to shout out to the Gorge. I know that you can actually get our signal at White Salmon, and you can get it at Hood River. And if you're heading towards the coast, I've gotten it almost, you know, if I'm going Route 6, I've gotten it almost all the way to the coast. And I know we get it down in Corvallis.
And because, online. Part of your membership money goes to our online listening.
That's right.
You can listen streaming online. And we've gotten calls from as far away as Japan. We've gotten calls from Europe. So we actually have somewhat of a worldwide listenership.
And we invite those people to go to kboo.fm.
Right. If you're listening online right now, and it's probably about 6 o'clock in England or France or Spain, if you're listening to KBOO, go online and donate. That's kboo.fm. Of course, you know that if you're listening online. Or if you're in our area or anywhere in the U.S. and you want to call us toll free, it's 877-500-5266.
You know, we've got some other great gifts besides this book. One of them is our wonderful hoodie. I invite people to call in at a $25 a month level to get, that's $300 a year, and you get the KBOO hoodie. It's so soft and warm, and it's also pretty cool looking. It's solid black with a KBOO logo across the back saying KBOO Radio, giving all our call signs, etc. And then on the front, right on the chest patch, where it should be nice and big, is the KBOO Radio Tower. It's a great hoodie. I've got one. It was given to me, I'm happy to say. Give yourself that gift. Call us right now at 877-500-5266. If you're one of those people out there who can give $25 a month, and if you've got a pretty good job, you probably can do that unless your family's too large. And I'm not going to say sell one of your kids just to become a member. That's one thing we don't want. But we want you to become a member right now at KBOO.FM. We have this thing called the Power Pack. If I can find the thing for you, I will tell you about it. We'll save that for the next time. It's it's KBOO's Fight the Fascist Power Pack, $120 a year, $10 a month, all sorts of things to encrypt your email, etc., ways to make yourself secure and safe. The number to call, though, to become a member, what's that number again, Ken?
877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. Stay tuned for Chris Andre and Air Cascadia.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by The Roxy, located in downtown Portland at 1121 Southwest Stark Street. Old School Full Service Diner. Lunch provided by Horse Brass Pub, located at 4534 Southeast Belmont Street in Portland. Open from 11 to 2 a.m. serving British and pub grub. Dinner provided by Cassidy's Restaurant and Bar, located in downtown Portland at 1331 Southwest Washington Street, serving new American cuisine with a full bar. Open daily from 2 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO Portland.